Today is Tuesday, November 16th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I realized I kind of skipped over the walk that we had on Saturday. And I wanted to talk about that just a little bit, and a tweet reminded me. So I know I had already talked about, I don't know, maybe a month ago, Mark and I were walking, and all of these bugs, these flying winged, I guess they would have to be winged to be flying, I don't know. But anyway, these flying things, and they were bigger than gnats, but smaller than flies. And they were like, I wasn't sure what they were. They looked a little like flying ants possibly, but there were so many of them. I was having trouble. And you know, I never knew exactly what they were. And eventually, and they seemed to come out after it rained or when it was wet outside. And I mean, I did some research and it looked like it could either be termites, mating season, or it could be something else. There was one other thing, or it could be flying ants, a type of, because apparently all ants or a majority of ants at one part of their life have wings. Maybe not every single ant, but I did read that like a huge percentage of ants have wings at one part of their life or another, and then at one point the wings drop off or whatever. And so anyway, you know, that was like a month ago, and eventually it was a couple of weeks where every, you know, we'd go out there and one day they'd be there, one day they wouldn't, you know, and it was a pain in the butt because, you know, they're flying up your nose, they're flying in your eye, they're flying in your mouth. I mean, nothing flew in my mouth, but that's what you feel like. They're following us. It was crazy. And it was making it almost impossible to walk. Because, you know, it's just the annoyance of these things flying around you. And I mean, these were swarms. This is not like one or two. This is hundreds, if not thousands. And, you know, and eventually it stopped and no big deal. And so Saturday, we went for our walk. We went to the little man-made river that I've talked about before. That's what I like to do on Saturdays because Mark likes to go to the park most days of the week. But one day of the week, I like to go to this little river because it's nice to look at the water and there are ducks and geese and fish and there are turtles and, you know, other things to look at. And it's a longer loop, so it only takes two loops to do the amount of walking we do instead of six. And the park is a relatively small park and we have to do six loops and it gets boring. Plus, there's a lot of walkers at the park and we know how I feel about walkers and having to pass people or them going what I think is the wrong way or anyway. So we start our walk and it looks like it's snowing in several, I mean, most of the journey, actually, but there were some spots where it did not look like it was snowing, but, and the sun is going down, or, you know, the sun is, well, see, it was in the morning, so I guess the sun's coming up, and when you pass by, like, a particularly sunny spot, you'll see all these floating things, these white floating things in the air, looks like snow, but then when you walk past it, and through it, it's not snow, it's all these winged creatures. And again, they're not as big as flies, they're not as small as a gnat. I seem to be just completely infested with various kinds of flying bugs. At home, it's gnats. When we walk, it's either termites or flying ants or what I think these are. Is aphids. and we have flies as well because we live out in the middle of cow pastures, basically. Our housing development was basically sprung up in the middle of a cow field. So if I look out my window, I can see cows, basically. So we have a lot of flies during fly season as well. So we have all kinds of insects. That's what I'm saying. And they like me for some reason. I don't even know why. So we're walking and I am, this is worse than a month ago. There were so many of them. And I posted a picture on Twitter and I misspelled torture because I can't spell. Okay. I mean, I can't spell. And, but they were, it was a sunny spot where the sun was beaming down through the trees and there was just all these white floaty things in the air. And you would think, oh my God, it's snowing. It's so beautiful. No, it was not snowing. And again, these things will get in your hair, get on your clothes, get in your mouth and your nose and your eyes, whatever. So I had my COVID mask. So I put on my mask and I just, the whole walk, I just kept my mask on because I didn't want these things flying in my mouth or in my nose. And we're swatting, we're like waving our, it was so annoying. I can't wait until we get this indoor, this room done where I have an elliptical or treadmill or something to do this stuff indoors because, I mean, I like being outdoors because I like seeing nature and I like seeing the ducks and the geese and the turtles and the fish and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I don't really like the humans all that much, but I like the animals. I like the fall colors and the leaves and all of that. But man, all of these insects are driving me absolutely nuts. Hi, my name is Ray, and on yesterday my door called. So anyway, that was what happened in our walk. And John on Twitter asked me what they were. And I believe, so I don't know. Again, now I want to be an entomologist or something because, who knows? I see all these bugs and I don't know what they are. But I Googled white floating bugs in the fall, whatever I could think of. And I found a couple of articles online that said the most common white winged creature in this time of year, you know, that actually swarm and there'll be hundreds or thousands of them and they're annoying. I mean, the article matched exactly what I was feeling. They call them a white woolly aphid. And apparently they suck the sap out of the leaves of various trees and bushes. But when they become adults, so I guess they do that when they're younger. And then when they become adults, they have like a mating season, I guess. So they fly around and mate and then they lay eggs. And so that happens in the fall, apparently. Apparently all these small flying things mate in the fall and spring. So anyway, I think that's what they are. I think they're white woolly aphids. But they weren't at the park when we went to the park on... And it wasn't Saturday that we walked. It was, I can't remember. It was one day over the weekend. We were in St. Louis on Saturday, so it wouldn't have been Saturday. Must have been Sunday. But anyway, regardless, one day that we walked. So, I could just look and see when I posted it. And looking. Well, it must have been Sunday. Because... Yeah, because we were in St. Louis on Saturday, so it had to be Sunday. Anyway, regardless. So the rest of the weekend, you know, we went to St. Louis on Saturday. Sunday, I had church. Then we did restaurant of the week for lunch. And I don't remember. It was my restaurant, but I don't remember what it was. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. It was an Italian place that we actually is good. We had Italian. And then we did grocery shopping and we did our walk. So that's when I would imagine that's when I saw these things. But anyway, and then the rest of Sunday was just, you know, getting ready for the work week, basically watching TV. And I decided that we're going to have my parents over on Saturday for a pre-Thanksgiving dinner. So when we did our grocery shopping, I was trying to figure out what items. So I have a rough sketch of the menu in my head. I think I'm going to do a roasted chicken. I don't want to do turkey because there's only four of us. And all the turkeys I found, you know, are huge. And they're going to feed more than four people. And I don't love turkey. I do ground turkey if I'm doing chili or spaghetti sauce or something like that, which is fine. But just to eat like a turkey breast or like a piece of turkey, it's okay. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. But I'm going to do roasted chicken because I could get a size that was more manageable. I'm going to do mashed potatoes. Mark doesn't like mashed potatoes, but everybody else does. So I'm going to do that. And then I have these green beans wrapped in bacon that I do every year, and they're glazed with a brown sugar and butter and garlic glaze, and you bake them. They're really good. And then I think I'm going to do a hash of some sort with acorn squash, because I've got an acorn squash that I haven't used, and maybe some maple sausage and put some pecans or something. I don't know, to make a little hash. And then a pumpkin pie. So I bought all the ingredients for that. And I'm going to cook, and we're going to have dinner with them on Saturday night because we're going to be in New York on Thanksgiving. So, all right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.